Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 2, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Abidin chat Nechamiti Bililitan Urubikramera Kalat Manopanayaman Nija Vitta Dasyam Nija Vitta Parsam. This is intelligence. The Kurmis, they are trying to enjoy life by increasing the duration of life. The modern scientists, they are trying that there will be no more death. They think like that, foolishly, that by scientific method, the duration of life will be increased. Everyone is trying that. Nobody wants to become old. If you ask any old man, what is your age, he decreases. He says, he is 80 years old, he says, I am 60 years old, 65. That means he wants to live for long duration of life. That is the intention. Nobody wants to die. But still, they cannot do anything, still they are trying. One Marwari gentleman at the age of 70 or 80 years old, he went to somewhere in Germany for undergoing surgical operation of the gland so that he can continue his sex life. Many monkeys are exported from India to Western countries for taking away the sexual glands, you know, hormone or something like, and replace it to man so that in old age they can enjoy sex. Perhaps you know all this. So this attempt is going on. How to keep young and how to enjoy life, but nature will not allow. You may try your best. Nature's law is there, they forget that. That nature will not allow us to live here or to remain as young for all the years of life. It is not possible. But they are trying for it. In this way, when one is experienced that these things are not possible, that is knowledge. We cannot increase our duration of life, we cannot increase our vitality of life, we cannot increase even our opulence than what we are destined to enjoy. Everyone, karmana daivanetrena, just like here it is said, vibhavam oindriyam avirinchyat. Virinchi means Lord Brahma. So, beginning from Brahma, this word is used, this affix is used with this meaning of beginning. So here in this material world, Brahma is also a materialist. Brahma, what to speak of ourselves? Brahma, who is directly appointed the creator of this universe by the grace of God, Why he is in this material world? Because he has got some desire that I shall be the master of a Brahmanda. Just like everyone is trying to become the master of his house, or the society, or the community, or the country. Just like in your country, so many people are trying to become the president everywhere. Everyone is trying to become master. It doesn't matter, it is a small circle or big circle. This is material disease. So Brahma is also trying to become the master of this universe. The same mentality is there. Hiranyakashipu underwent severe penances. Why? To become the master of the world. This is material disease. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare. So these bhogavancha are different degrees. One man is satisfied having a family, 3-4 men, he thinks I am become master. But other is not satisfied. Other wants, no, why family? I must be master of a society, or a community, or a nation. So Brahma is also the same thing, same degree, not same degree, different degree. But the is how to become master. That disease is there. We are trying to be disease is disease. Some of you have seen that my friend Dr. Gore has said many times that when your student, one professor, he in those days medical professors were Englishmen, he said in the class that in our country 75% of the students, they are infected with syphilis. So this doctor, he was a student, he said in the class, oh, horrible. So that professor said, why you are saying horrible? In your country, 80%, 90%, they are infected with malaria, and they are in syphilis. So what is the difference? Why you make, as a medical man, why should you make difference that this disease is better than that disease? Disease is disease. Actually, that is a fact. You say that we are suffering from malaria, it is better than to suffer from syphilis. No. Disease is disease. Similarly, either Brahma or the ant, the disease is how to become master. This is the disease. For to cure this disease, now comes to cure this disease, to say plainly, rascal, you are not master, you are servant, surrenderer. This is the cure of it. If one agrees, then no more, aranare bhava, no more trying for becoming master. That is the cure of disease. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, as Prahlad Maharaj says, nija-bhritta-pārsam, engage me as the servant of your servant. The same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, gopi-vatsup-padakamalayo-dāsa-dāsānu-dāsa. So Krishna consciousness movement means we have to give up this nonsense idea of becoming master. This is Krishna consciousness. We have to learn how to become servant, not only servant, servant of the servant, servant of the servant. That is it. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, so, I have understood all this nonsense of becoming master. My father also tried to become master. So this knowledge now I have got. There is no use of becoming master. Better if you kindly want to give me some benediction, kindly make me the servant of your servant. This is benediction. So one who has learned to become the servant of Krishna's servant, he is perfect. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tinadupi Sunitena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna. A servant has to tolerate. Servant sometimes master orders so many things, he becomes disturbed, but still he has to execute and tolerate. That is perfection. Here in India, still, there when a person goes to marry, so this is a custom. His mother asks the bridegroom, "My dear son, where you are going?" He replies, "Mother, I am going to bring one maid servant for you." This is the system. Mother, I am going to bring one maid servant for you. That means my wife, your daughter-in-law, will serve you as your maid servant. This is Vedic civilization. When Krishna, with his 16,000 wives, went to Hastinapur, so Draupadi, it is natural, between woman and woman, they talk about their husband. That is natural. So Draupadi was inquiring from each and every wife of Krishna. Not all of them, it is not possible, 16,000, at least the principal queens, beginning from, what is it? Rukmini, yes. So, every one of them were describing that marriage ceremony that my Rukmini explained that my father wanted to hand over me to Krishna, but my elder brother, he did not agree. He wanted to get me married with Shishupa. So I did not like this idea. I wrote Krishna a private letter that I have dedicated my life to you, but this is the situation. Please come and kidnap me. So in this way, Krishna kidnapped me and made me his maid servant. The queen's daughter, a king's daughter, every one of them, were king's daughters, they are not ordinary person's daughters. But they wanted to become maid servant of Krishna. This is the ideal. To become servant and to become maid servant. This is the ideal of human civilization. Every woman should try to become maid servant of her husband. And every man try to become the 100 times servant of Krishna. This is Indian civilization. Not that husband and wife, we are equal rights. That in Europe, America, the movement is going on, equal rights. That is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization is the husband should be a sincere servant of Krishna and the wife should be a sincere maid servant of the husband. Therefore, here it is said, Upanaya Mag Nijabhikta Parsam. This is the best attitude. When Narad Muni is describing how the man should behave, how the woman should behave. We are discussing now in our tape, dictaphone, you'll hear that, there is no such thing to become master. It is useless. You cannot become master. Ahankara vimuratma katta aham iti mandate. You cannot become master. Jiver sarupai mitya krishna das. Either man or woman, everyone is servant of Krishna. We have to be trained up in that platform, how to become the best servant. Not only servant directly, but servants of the servant. This is called parampara servant. My spiritual master is the servant of his spiritual master, and I am also my spiritual master. Similarly, we think servant of, no question of becoming. This is material disease. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. As soon as we become papta, now I shall become master. I shall be simply giving order. I shall not follow anyone. That is maya. So that disease is going on, beginning from Brahma down to the end. Prahlad Maharaj has understood this so-called false prestigious position of becoming a master. He says that I am quite aware of this false thing. Kindly engage me nijabhiktaparsam. Nijabhiktaparsam means just like apprentice. One apprentice is engaged to some expert man. By and by, the apprentice learns how to do the thing. Therefore he says, vijabhitta partham. Not that immediately I become very expert servant. But let me, our this institution is for that purpose. If somebody comes here, the free hotel and free sleeping accommodation, then he coming to this association is useless. He must learn how to serve nijabhitta partham. Those who are serving, one should learn from him how he is serving 24 hours. Then our joining this institution will be successful. And if we take it that here is an institution where we can have free hotel, free living, and free sense gratification, then the whole institution will be spoiled. Be careful. All the GBCs, they should be careful. That this mentality may not increase. Everyone should be very eager to serve, to learn how to serve nijabhikta parsam. Then life will be successful. Thank you very much.